Hello and welcome to the Square Eyes podcast. My name is Mike Quilliam and I'll be talking to my friend Peter McCaffrey. In this podcast, Peter and I will be talking about The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. We'll be talking about what we thought of the film, the other two Hobbit films, and the Lord of the Rings trilogy as well. We'll also be talking about the books and the differences between them and the film, so this is definitely spoiler territory. This is the pilot episode, so it's a bit unstructured and a bit loose. It's pretty much just a conversation between me and Peter that we recorded. And that's basically what this podcast is going to be about. Conversations between me and Peter about stuff we like. Thanks for downloading it, and I hope you enjoy it.
Now we're all fed and watered.
Did you get another water? You did get another water.
It's right there.
That's good.
Yes. So yeah, The Hobbit.
The Hobbit, The Battle of Five Armies.
The Five Armies. Would have been nice to see the battle in that film, to be honest.
That's true. I mean, the battle lasts for 45 of the 3 minutes.
It's going on for a while, but...
But, a lot, I mean, you only see bits where, like, that army is retreating.
Yeah.
Or that army is getting their ass kicked, and then... There was a lot of orcs in Dale, like, where all the Lake Townmen were.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they weren't.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether there's... There must be so much of that film... cut out that it's going to be in the extended edition. I got that impression a lot.
You'd hope so, but because it was also the shortest of all the.
I can't think why, to be honest, because there's so much stuff that you would need, you'd think, to wrap it up. I don't know whether there's going to be stuff about how Radagast turned up, with whether there's any stuff about him going to find the eagles or something. Because he just turns up, drops down with Bjorn, and then you don't see him again.
And Gandalf's got a staff, which is never explained.
Is it a staff? I never noticed that it changed.
Yeah, it's the staff Radagast had in the last two films. Plus, Gandalf's got broken in Desolation of Smaug. None of that is in the books as well. So.
Okay. Why? I can't. I didn't notice.
It was good. It was overall. It was a good film. It was entertaining.
I did enjoy it. Yeah.
It did kind of wrap everything up.
It did.
But you got that feeling that there was things missing.
There was definitely because. Billy Connolly.
See, he's great. Right there.
And
I love Billy Connolly. He was really good, didn't it? But why did they try and make him look 20?
I didn't notice. I couldn't see past the hair, basically. I could only notice him because of his voice. I wasn't looking at his face.
You couldn't recognise him. Yeah. You know, he's an
I wondered whether he was just voiced. Because I didn't pay attention to what he looked like, to be honest.
He's heavily CGI'd if he wasn't.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of CGI going on in that film.
Was he supposed, I mean, I guess because of his actual age.
He's a dwarf, you know, they last hundreds of years.
I don't know how long dwarves live compared.
A few
I know years. They live longer than humans, but they don't live as long as elves. They're still mortal.
Yeah, they're still mortal, yeah. But, like, Thorin is supposed to be something like 300.
Yeah.
In that film.
I thought he was supposed to be just 100 or something. 300.
Yeah.
So he definitely lives longer than most humans.
But it didn't. I think it's, I've got the appendices there, or upstairs somewhere. It's something like 200 years since the sack of the Lonely Mountain by Smaug.
Well, yeah, because there's a big gap. Then isn't it? I mean, obviously, he hasn't aged.
So all the men in Lake Town in the book, anyway. They didn't really mention it in the film. They don't even believe that there's a dragon because they haven't seen him.
Yeah, I just remembered. I don't know. Actually, I don't know whether it was in the cut or the extended edition where Bard, when he looks at Thorin and Thorin says something, he goes running to a marketplace looking for some shawl thing, or some tapestry. And it shows the dwarven descendants, basically, who lived in the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Is that in the main film?
That was, I remember that. I haven't seen it.
Because then, obviously, you saw all the... Obviously, this is some... Not ancient, but some old piece of history that is being sold in some marketplace. So it's obviously ages old that the mountain's pretty much being forgotten about. But they just live in this little lake town.
I mean, if you did live that close to a dragon, well, I'd move, personally. If I knew that a dragon was that close, I just wouldn't be there. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people moved.
This dragon destroyed that town very, very quickly.
Yeah. It did. Just a few drive-bys. Flybys.
And God happened to get lucky with that special arrow.
What do you mean? His son.
And his son, a bow. That was amazing. I've never seen anyone being used as a bow before. Except out of like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
No. Seeing a chicken being used as an arrow in a film. Hot Shots Part 2. But no, never a human as a bow.
That was another. It was don't mention that in the books either. It's supposed to be just a normal arrow that killed him. In the same hollow in his chest.
Yeah, there's the gap.
But the whole special black arrow thing that they needed to kill him.
Well, I guess they had to get across the point that it was couldn't be taken down by... He's not easy to take down, basically, yeah.
It takes that much like accuracy.
Yeah.
It's just one of the things I didn't think they needed to explain. They didn't need to...
It was a weird... way they separate the films as well.
Like, points to separate them.
Yeah, because it was the way the credits fell. Not the credits, sorry, the intro title to that film, Battle of the Five Armies, came up. It was after Smaug had been killed. So it was like, oh, the Battle of the Farmers doesn't actually start until now.
Yeah.
This was just the end of the... this was the pre-film credit.
It was a prologue, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was... I don't know whether it was... I mean, it's not like they needed something to bring people back from the second to the third film. Just to see... Or maybe it was a thing of, like, if they ended it in the first one, or they've killed the dragon. Isn't that what they set off to do? Is that the end of it? And people would just forget about the story.
Maybe, yeah, no, it's a good point.
What?
Very possible.
I mean, for me, as a fan anyway, I'm probably not going to watch them individually ever again once it's out on Blu-ray.
No, they were made as a... They were made in one, weren't they? Made in one go, so I think they need to be watched in one go. Yeah. But I can't watch Fellowship of the Ring now without
them. Although I do love Fellowship. Well, Fellowship of the Ring is the easiest one to watch standalone. Cause,
except for the end, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Need more!
I suppose.
And, you know, Sean Bean died.
Yeah. And the Sam can't swim.
Sam can't swim.
And they, I just hunt some orc.
Yeah! That was my very best Gimli impression.
Hold on. I did like the links that they made between The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings bit at the end. It was pretty loose.
Yeah, like, I thought it was good.
Obviously, sending Saruman saying, "Leave this to me." Going after Saruman, that doesn't end well.
No.
Sending Legolas off to look for a ranger in the north. That sort of ends well, I guess, because he finds him.
Again, that's a strange.
What? Is some story of them together in the appendices? Because I heard that there was.
It's not a story of those two. It does mention Aragorn, because Aragorn gets sent by Gandalf. To find Gollum.
That was
finds in the Dead Marshes.
That's what I was told. I heard that was what they were together then.
And it's just Legolas. A few years before. It's actually in the middle of Lord of the Rings, in the middle of Fellowship of the Ring, because there's supposed to be a 17-year gap between Gandalf leaving Frodo with the ring.
Alright. Oh, yeah, because they
And Gandalf coming back and going, is it secret? Is it safe?
Yeah, that's never made clear in the film, but...
It's not. I think it's actually cut out the film, because... Bilbo mentions that he never actually made it to the Lonely Mountain. He never really went traveling.
Yeah, he gets Rivendell.
Again, in the appendices in the books, he does. He goes all there because it's 17 years and he comes back to Rivendell and retires. So I think they've cut out that 17-year gap or they've shortened it dramatically.
I guess, film-wise, there's no real point in saying 17 years passed.
Yeah, there's no point, especially because there's no physical changes in any of the characters.
No.
But Aragorn's mission in that time...
To find Gollum,
and then he took him to Thranduil in Mirkwood.
Right.
Legolas' dad.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suppose it's presumed that's where they met. Mm. But at the end of The Hobbit, they say, go find...
This ranger.
This ranger called Strider.
Yeah. Considering as well...
And he was never known as Strider outside of the Bloody Shire, or outside of Bree, so...
Bree.
It's a nice throwback, but I didn't think they needed it. It's a bit forced in for me.
Yeah, well, Legolas was forced into The Hobbit, basically, really, wasn't he?
Well, it makes sense for him to be there. Because I know he wasn't mentioned by name in the book. In fact, now there was the king himself. He was just Elven King in The Hobbit book.
Yeah.
But he would have been there. He is the king's son.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, Tauriel was
completely made up. But
it was a good character, I think.
It was a bit of a strange romantic arc to throw in there, though.
Yeah. There was no other romance.
The reason to throw in... Tauriel, I heard, was basically because there are barely any female characters in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
It's just like 11 dwarfs and like a wizard and...
Three speaking female characters in the whole...
Is Galadriel in The Hobbit book?
No. No,
entirely. So yeah, it is just men.
And I did like the White Council's versus Sauron.
The
Nazgul as their like their proper selves as they should appear when they're not in black cloaks.
Yeah, it's just spirits.
Yeah, whites basically. Yeah. They're amazing. Yeah, I thought that was a really good fight. I thought it was really well done. I'm glad Rose was cool. Cate Blanchett's just amazing.
Yeah, she's good actress.
I could watch her doing anything. Watch her, you know, picking toenails. That'd be amazing.
Oh, that's kind of a weird thing to watch.
It would be. But you can't even tell her knackers so far away. But she's amazing. And I like that battle. It was good.
Yeah, it's a shame that Gandalf didn't get to do much because he was half dead.
Yeah, he was fucked.
Did Radagast do much? I can't remember. He's there. They show him, but then he's not in the fight.
Is he not in the fight? I need to watch it again.
No, because it's just. I was listening to something and they were talking about how nerdgasm they got about the fact that all the Elven Rings were in the same place at that point. Because Gandalf has the.
Had the fire one. Didn't he?
The fire one. I don't know who got that from.
Down the shipwright.
Yeah. The name sounds familiar, but I can't remember. I don't think I've read all the appendices.
Yeah, you've got to be a nerd and read all the appendices and the Silmarillion stuff. He's the one that lives at the harbour.
The harbour, the White Point.
Lindor, I think it is.
The chocolate maker.
No. Something like that. He's the one at the White Havens, anyway.
Okay.
Who looks after and builds all ships and stuff.
Yeah.
And he gave it to Gandalf when he first came over.
Okay, because he just sticks around in the harbour.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that Gandalf had loads of power with fire and stuff, his fireworks, and when he set the pine cones on fire in the first film and in The Hobbit. And also, you know, could have helped when he was fighting the Balrog.
Maybe.
And he had that kind of fire.
Didn't he catch his whip at some point?
But he deflected his stuff. Flame of Ulun! That's a great scene, though.
Yeah, that is a great scene.
That's a great scene.
I saw something online where they were saying he's selfish in terms of a game. He's selfish because he sent all his pals off so he can get all the XP from taking on the map. And he does get lots of XP because he levels
up. He levels up extremely well.
There was, white beard
and hair straighteners, apparently.
Aren't Balrogs, like, twisted... What are they called? Istari or something like that.
Istari,
the other one.
Istari is just the, I think it's the Elvish name given for wizards. But the wizards they're Maia. So they're on the same level as Balrogs and dragons, and actually on the same level as Sauron himself. Well, Sauron's like the chief.
He got some crazy mad skills from his evil master.
Melkor, who got renamed Morgoth. See, I've read. I'm such a nerd. I know all this shit.
I see. It all sounds familiar to me, so I must have read it at some point.
I know you've started the Silmarillion.
The
stories are amazing.
In the Silmarillion,
it's so hard to read.
I got up to, and I think I was at the age where I just couldn't get through it. Was very Bible-y. It was just saying, this person begot this person. It's like, these are all names. Do I have to remember them all? I don't know who's important.
Yeah, they all come back.
Yeah.
All the names come back.
Jesus, right.
And this guy came across this guy. I was like, what the fuck is that? There's a lot of names, but the stories. Beren and Lúthien is a great story.
Okay.
Which, again, Aragorn alludes to a couple of times in the book and in the Lord of the Rings films.
Okay.
Beren was a man who was Aragorn's ancestor. It's where the ring came from.
Oh, is a
serpent
swallowing its tail.
That's the one, yeah. And Lúthien was an elf, so it kind of duplicates itself in Aragorn and Arwen.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, is that... They mentioned that story of them too.
Yeah.
Isn't that the song he's singing at some point or something?
Yeah,
and she asks him, who's he talking about? And then he's talking about that. It's alluded that he's talking about him and Arwen, but he's talking about those two.
Mm. And he's obviously worried because she had to die in order for those two to be together.
Yeah.
She chose death, and he was worried about Arwen doing the same.
That happens. She chooses a mortal life.
She does. She does choose a mortal life.
To have a son.
And then Elrond's heart breaks. Yeah. Poor Elrond. He's amazing. And his fight scene in Hobbit was incredible.
Yeah, with a sword. Cool. Just turning on with a samurai. He looked like a samurai, actually, yeah. His sword that he had and his robes.
Mm.
It was very samurai. Especially with his head tied back. It was good.
And then it was a good scene. I really enjoyed that scene. And like all the individual fights in that film.
Yeah, they focus more on that than battles. Because I guess they covered battles to no one's business in London.
You still wanted to see a big one, didn't you?
Yeah, and it looked bigger than all the ones in.
Should have been, yeah.
Well, I guess it would have looked too much like... Well, it wasn't really a siege. They were all after it, but they weren't really attacking the mountain.
Well, no.
Whereas the other two are a siege, basically, aren't they? Apart from in Return of the King, it's on the battlefield because Rohan turn up.
Mm.
So there's more of there. Whereas
one of my favourite scenes of that, cinema, that.
That I love his speech.
Yeah.
That always, like, to where he just screams to death and then the other side charge, and I love that bit.
I love that charge. Bit. And then the looks in the dog's face, like, oh shit.
Yeah, and then
they
start turning around, but then the Moomin Kills turn up.
Yeah, and then lots of horses die.
Yeah, sad. But then, like, Last takes one down, like he does. He had loads of moments like that in a.
He's got loads. You've got them in the latest one, didn't you?
It's a bit where he uses the battering ram troll to knock down a building so he can get across this ravine.
He flew on a bat for a while, didn't he?
He did, yeah. That's how do you direct a bat and you hold man to its legs off. I think there's more to him. Getting to, you know, where he goes with Tower Raider to, I've forgotten the name of the place to go to, where his mum died. Which king? Angmar.
Oh, yeah.
Where they go there.
What was it?
They named it, but I can't remember the name.
Gundabad.
Yeah, that's what, Gundabad. That. I wonder whether there was more there. Well, there could have been more there.
Yeah.
But
it was kind of like a go. See, run.
Yeah, it just seemed pointless. I don't know. I can't remember why they went there. Just to see if who was coming. And how did they get back before the bats?
They're elves.
They're
good wizards. Especially Gladro. It's just cool.
Yeah.
They
made it clear that she was pretty drained of power to take on Sauron.
Yeah, that's why she had to go to Lothlórien. She was in the Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah.
So it all ties in.
It does.
And at the very end, because they got criticised, didn't they, in Return of the King for having multiple endings.
Yeah. And they sort of...
They cut all in, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, they did. And yeah, I think that was obviously a conscious thing.
Yeah, there was a lot they could have done, because, again, there's a lot of...
Yeah, you could have seen...
More stories to tell.
Anything about... Dane, is it Dane?
Dane,
Billy Connolly's character. Obviously, because he... You don't find out, but he gets the mountain basically he's the only one left. I thought he was.
He's not. No, Jorah's land gets wiped out.
I thought he called him his uncle. That's all.
Yeah, cousin. I think they are.
Okay.
Or they could be uncle, but it's on his mother's side.
Cousins are Billy and Killy, weren't they?
They're his nephews.
Nephews.
Yeah.
I think he was some relation.
They both died in the book as well.
Yeah.
And they died pretty tragically.
Yeah.
They were good characters. The only dwarves that really got characters of their own, except for Balin, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because some of them didn't even get lines.
Well, Bomber never did.
Bomber never got a line.
But, again, I've heard a podcast of them interviewing Fran Walsh.
Yeah.
Fran Walsh, or the other woman who wrote
Philippa Boyens.
It was her thing. Fran Walsh is Peter Jackson's.
Yeah, yeah.
Philippa Boyens, and she said that Bomber's got a great, great scene in the extended edition of
Five Armies.
Good.
Because he was good. Remember the barrel roll?
Yeah, the barrel bit was great.
It's infamous.
Or in the where they run into Bjorn's house and he starts sprinting past them all.
He's got some great moments.
Apparently he's like the greatest of, not greatest, but he's the most attractive to the dwarf because he's got like 11 children or something.
Really?
Like, considering what he's like, but to dwarfs he's the most attractive. Because he's got the biggest beard and the biggest belly. he's a great character. You know, he doesn't have much of a character, but he's great moments, basically.
He does have good moments.
Most...
Still got a line, though.
Yeah, but I think that's because he had one. I don't know what it's going to be.
I'm done. Probably I'm hungry.
Can we get something to eat?
The endings, again, there was a lot they could have shoehorned in.
Yeah.
But they only put in the Hobbit himself.
Well,
Mr. Bilbo Baggins returns to Baggins.
Well, considering he's not into that much either, is he?
In the last film, no, not really. He gets knocked out.
Oh, well, yeah, in the book, promptly. He does. He gets knocked out at the beginning of the battle and he doesn't see any of it. Or no, apparently, in the book, he gets to say the eagles are coming,
and then
he gets knocked out.
Yeah,
but loads of stuff happens, and then he gets knocked out, and then
the
eagles are coming.
Because, like, he's pretty much one-on-one with an orc at some point.
Yeah, they're big, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were big orcs. Yeah.
They weren't, like, little goblins. There was two packs of mercenaries or something. It's like there was goblin mercenaries at one point, and that sent one person off one way, and then there was a lot of orcs that turned up, and that took care of the badass dwarf.
Yeah, I am confused about what Tolkien said about goblins and orcs and
I think they are the same. But I think goblins just decided to live in mountains or something, so they didn't grow as much.
Goblins are a lot smaller and
Well, and then there are different kinds of orcs as well.
Yeah, it's like the Moria orcs and the big orcs that were bred specifically.
Yeah, they were high. Yeah, they were bred. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, orcs themselves aren't they just tortured and twisted elves?
Originally, yeah.
So they came from there.
It was again Sauron. Did that. Sauron took a bunch of elves who were wandering and went, heh, let's see what we can do with this. Blah, 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 blah. Well, and then somehow they don't even, I don't think they breed like everyone else. They just duplicate, multiply.
Uruk-hai, they sort of just pulled out of the ground as well.
Yeah, like, that was weird.
Some wizard magic, who knows.
Yeah.
Christopher Lee got to kick some ass in that film.
Despite being 175.
With like 3 metal albums.
I love Christopher Lee.
Yeah, he's, his...
I can't believe he's still alive, to be honest. I mean, apparently
he used to joke about that. Like saying, yeah, I'll be in it. And I don't know whether I'm going to be alive when the film comes out. But
he could be dead already, I don't know.
No. Yeah, one of the only people who were in the film who actually met Tolkien.
Yeah. You got Tolkien's blessing to the only play Gandalf.
Yes, play Gandalf. I wonder whether he was bitter about that.
That would have been different. Different approach to Gandalf. I think he was perfect cast. Well, absolutely perfect.
Sean Connery was offered the role of Gandalf as well, apparently.
That would have been good, to be honest.
Yeah, it would have been good.
Ian McKellen's amazing. He's perfect.
Yeah, Ian McKellen.
He's the only one to get nominated for an Oscar for his acting.
Was he? Mm. Oh, do you mean for that role or ever? Okay, cool. I didn't know. But yeah, he's great.
I think it was in Lord Return of the King, I think. Nominated for supporting actor.
For Gandalf the White.
I think so. Yeah, he's the only one in the whole cast to get nominated for an acting award. And he's perfect. He's absolutely perfect for it.
Yeah, he's great.
But there could have been other actors that could have pulled it off.
Well, Sean Connery was retired at that point. And he wasn't interested in it. Which is a shame.
Was he retired at that point?
I think he might have just done... Oh, no.
Did he retire after the League of
Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Which was...
I think he didn't even turn up for the premiere for that film. He just had retired.
Because it's a shit. Have you seen that film?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And in that film, funny enough, Stuart Townsend, who was originally Aragorn before he was fired for being too young.
All right.
He plays Dorian Gray.
There's so many perfect castings in Lord of the Rings. I can't.
Aragorn's just amazing.
Yeah, he's great. Viggo Mortensen is great. He's great in this film.
Everything perfect.
Well, he sort of embodied the role in that he used to. Live in the outside, basically. When they were filming the film, he never stayed in hotels. He stayed outside with his horse.
And his sword.
Imagine coming across that.
I think all the Hobbits are perfectly cast.
Yeah, they're all great.
Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan.
Merry Pippin. That's not their character in the books. I remember that much. How they are. They're not as mischievous as they are, I don't think, in the books, as they are in the films.
No, the Tuck is Pippin, but Merry's just more merry, really.
Yeah.
More jolly, kind of happy-go-lucky. He's supposed to be Frodo's closest mate.
Yeah.
Above Sam.
Well, Sam was just his gardener.
Mm. He became his bodyguard.
Yeah.
Sam's a great character.
Yeah.
And apparently, Dominic Monaghan is in the scene in The Hobbit Battle of Five Armies at the end when everyone's raiding Bilbo's house.
Well, I know he sang the song.
No, that was Pippin. The credits.
Oh, right, okay.
That was Billy Boyd. Apparently, Dominic Monaghan, he's just playing a background hobbit.
Oh, right.
He was stealing some shit from Bilbo. Which is.
Oh, right, oh, I get it.
Just like a background cameo.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a shame they didn't have a young Frodo there or something.
Well, they should have even been born then. Really? 60 years before.
Oh, is it 60 years? Well, isn't Frodo 50 when he sets off on Lord of the Rings?
It's still 10 years.
I don't know. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Could have got away with it film-wise.
Because, again, Fellowship of the Ring is Bilbo's 111th and Frodo's 33rd, which is the coming of age.
All right.
So they're no longer tweens.
Take a while. Probably about the same age I'm going to grow up, I imagine. Hopefully.
Hopefully for fun.
I've got 6 years to get on that.
I have plenty of time. Let's talk more about Tolkien.
Yeah, I don't know what else they're going to include in the extended Battle of the Five Armies.
Hopefully more battle stuff and more endings.
Maybe. I did like
a bit more Bjorn as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, he just got dropped in like a nuclear bomb.
Turned into a massive bit.
And then, like, that... Oh, and then the battle's won.
Yeah.
What did he do? It definitely wasn't going that way before he turned up.
No.
The eagle sort of turned the tide as well. And I don't know what Radagast does. And like you said, apparently, I don't know, but his staff...
Yeah, Gandalf's got his staff.
Yeah. And there must be a reason that... They must do something to write him out of it, basically. Because he's not in Lord of the Rings.
No. I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
And that's how Gandalf got his staff. That's what I thought.
I think... He doesn't die. But, oh, I don't know. The staff thing? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, no, we see him after Gandalf's got the staff, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Because
Gandalf's got the staff, and then we see him with the eagles. I assumed he was going to die in, like, the White Council's battle against...
Oh, right. Yeah, because he's there. Because he releases Gandalf. Mm. But then he doesn't do anything else. I think he buggers off and goes against the eagles then.
Watch the game, yeah. Yeah, and he only appears in... The Lord of the Rings book.
Yeah.
In one flashback scene as well. So we can just easily explain away.
Extended edition in Smaug is loads more stuff. In, oh God, where's the place they are?
Is it Angmar?
No, Angmar is where Legolas and...
That's Gundabad.
Yeah, but Angmar's the place, yeah.
I don't know. Wherever they go, you mean...
Where Sauron is, basically. I can't remember what that is. Dol Guldur. Yeah, that. There's loads more there with Gandalf there. Because, Thrain? Is that his dad?
Yeah, he's talking about this, yeah.
He's in it quite a bit. Because there's, like, yeah. But I remember seeing a bit of that in the trailer for the first film. I saw a scene of, a bedraggled dwarf attacking Gandalf. And when I watched the film, where did that happen? Mm. But yeah, there's a bit where because he's a bit lost it. Apparently, he's been there for ages.
He's just rambling, yeah.
Yeah, but he sort of comes to it, and then there's the Sauron turns up. That's cool. I did like that bit.
Yeah, this is the film. This is the only film without a prologue, as well, as far as I can tell, as far as I can remember.
What do you mean?
Fellowship of the Ring had the history of the rings as the prologue. Two Towers had Gandalf's fight with the Balrog and the prologue. Return of the King had Sméagol and Deagol.
Sméagol and Deagol.
Land of the Ring.
Mm-hmm. Then had Ian Holmes's.
Yeah, Ian Holmes.
Writing.
Did it also have.
Frodo was in it a bit as well.
Did it also have the attack on the Lonely Mountain?
Oh, because that's how he starts off. He starts talking about the mountain.
A bit more talk about that.
Yeah.
And then Desolation of Smaug has. End up speaking with Thorin.
Yeah.
So it's the only film without a prologue.
Well, the prologue is them taking down Smaug, basically.
But that's the current story. Prologue's supposed to be... I thought it would be Gandalf talking with Thor or Thrain, I can't remember which one it is.
No. That's
and,
all...
yeah, and him giving them the key and saying, go find his son.
No, that's all dealt with
in the extended.
Yeah, and that only happens...
Let's watch it! You can answer it to me.
I will, yeah. I'm waiting for my parents to finish watching it. Yeah, I don't know where he gets the key. Then they didn't show him getting the key off him. Does he get the key off someone else?
No, it was supposed to be him who gave the key.
But he only meets him? I'm confused now. The timeline is confused me because...
Yeah, he sees him timeline
when
well.
He gets captured. Mm, so he can't... that's well before he got the key, so I don't know where he got the key in this film timeline.
In the film timeline, yeah, it's a good point, actually, yeah. Doesn't mention it at all.
But, there might be stuff that I've just forgotten in the extended... Yeah, Desolation of Smaug. Because that, I think there is more to that conversation than I remember seeing in the film. Because he talks loads about why he's there and that his father's been seen or something. Gandalf's like, should probably give up on this. But he's probably dead.
Sucks, bro. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Kind of got beckoned away, as you do.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of...
We've probably talked enough.
We've rambled on enough, I think.
Yeah. I can't remember what we started talking about. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah.
Good film.
Yeah.
How many stars? Are we only ratings at the end?
Oh, I don't know whether it's five, something to five.
We can do another five?
We can just say, like, we liked it or not. Well, how about, like, how... Three categories of ratings. This is something that our website have, you know, a few times, film magazine website. Three categories. Like, how much were you looking forward to the film beforehand?
Five out of five.
Oh god, what was the next one? Like how much did you enjoy it?
At the time?
Yeah.
Four. Good four.
Is it something you reckon you would watch again?
Five. Definitely.
So, yeah.
So I mean, that's a 14 out of 15.
14 out of 15, not big, not bad. Let me think. Anticipate, yeah, that was definitely 5 for me. Yeah. Looking forward to it. I enjoyed the film a lot, 4 probably, and 5, yeah. I'm always going to watch it again, especially with the extended edition. Because, well, yeah, I've got all the other ones, and I've got Lord of the Rings, and I just love that world.
Yeah, everything me about too. It.
They're drastically different thematically.
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
Well, the book is, obviously. The book's more of a
challenge. And the style of them is very different.
Yeah, the style.
The battles and... the CGI is a lot... It annoyed me a little bit, to be honest.
Well, the thing that stood out a lot about the CGI was... all the orcs.
Yeah, the orcs didn't look...
Yeah.
Anywhere near as good as the physical stuff.
Yeah.
And because of the high...
I didn't mind.
High frame rate and because of the IMAX...
Yeah.
It looked...
Sped up in parts.
Sped up and looked at it. Looked CGI, you know.
I think the speed bit takes just a bit to get used to, because, which is a shame, because there is a lot of stuff that looks sped up in the battle with Smaug coming in, like a bit where he comes in and destroys one of the towers. Just looks so sped up. But afterwards, I didn't notice that sort of stuff as much. I think it just takes a while for your eyes to adjust.
Yeah, possibly.
To the speed that it's coming in at you.
But just the way it was shot. It was shot a lot more on green screen than any of the...
Yeah. I don't know what the reason is for that way. Maybe the cost.
Could be cost. Could be time.
And the fact that he does have one of the best special effects companies, Weta Studios, down there.
Possibly the best, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, they owned all the skills. But Lord of the Rings looked better because they used... Well, they could use physical props. They did use physical locations and stuff.
And all the... Just the orcs being like that. Although I did like the look of... Shindon the Defiler? Azog.
He did look good.
Yeah.
Especially when they replaced his arm with he has a little claw thing.
Yeah, there's like a sword thing.
And they had a sword.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, ow.
Yeah. And Balg, his son, who has like weird armour plating shoved into his skin. Or not son, spawn off.
Face only a mother could love.
If he has a mother.
Or a costume designer.
You're not.
I thought it could have been, isn't it?
Sure, yeah.
You never saw a dick. Never seen an optic.
I suppose. He was a defiler. He was a defiler somehow.
So yeah, we're saying 14 out of 15.
Yeah,
I think that's worthy. I think if it wasn't a Middle Earth film, it would have got better reviews across the board. But because the standard was already so high,
compare it to Oscar winning films.
Yeah,
I can't see these being nominated for Oscars at all. Really,
no.
CGI was good, but wasn't outstanding. It didn't
break any new ground like the original trilogy did.
No,
but still. I
think it did improve a lot on the Gollum bit.
That was amazing.
That's my favourite scene in the first film.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Second film was probably the CGI bit between Bilbo and Smaug. I just love that bit. Then where Smaug's pretty much just toying with him.
Yeah.
Talking to him.
That was always one of my favourite scenes in the book as well. Yeah, yeah. So I was made up with that. And Benedict Cumberbatch was amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're roundabout done.
Yeah.
The Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah.
14 out of 15.
Why not 15? What next for us? Birdman?
I think Birdman. That's got a lot of good reviews and
yeah.
I was looking forward to seeing that, I think.
Yeah, a lot.
So and award season comes up. Probably even do an Oscar special.
If you wanted to, what would you rather do? Just get the nominations and think who you decide who was going to win out?
Yeah, then we've got it. Then we can't back out and say, oh, I knew that guy was going to win.
Yeah, I guess so. Get on there. Get it unrecorded.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Square eyes out.
Yeah, we'll have to think. We'll come up with some sign up thing. We also have to think of the name of this episode.
And stay classy, the internet.
We'll come up with something better. I promise.
To contact us, our email address is sepodcast@hotmail.com.
can find us on Facebook at Square Eyes Podcast and on Twitter at SE_pod.